T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know what I think we could all use right now? Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, you guys, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tim Allen's going to join us, host of our baseball postgame show in a half hour. He's going to be in for Bill today. So a lot of Tim. Tim's like, there's no baseball postgame show, so you don't hear from Tim a lot. And then when you do, we make sure that you can't miss him. So he'll be on the Bill Michaels show today, 10 to 2. And then a little bit later, trivia at 8 o'clock. And we'll talk some football in the 9 o'clock hour. Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, to join us at 9:15. Talking about the news of the day, the NBA, they're going to make it official, it seems, today. July 31st will be the start date. 8-game regular season and then the playoffs. And that will happen at Disney. So we're going to find out today. There's the conference call today with the Board of Governors, and they're going to do the voting. And then baseball, still nothing. The 114-game proposal from the MLBPA rejected by the owners, and no counter at this point. Talking a little bit about the season ticket portion of this, Scott had called, listener to the program, and said, I haven't heard from the Brewers. I want my money back. I don't think they should be holding my money. There's a couple of people that have tweeted in on this. I'm not a season ticket holder, so I don't know all this off the top of my head. I do, when I go to games, I just get tickets the day of, typically. There's times where I'll get in the bus over at the bar that's by my house. They'll shuttle me over, and I'll buy the tickets on the app as I'm going over. I don't know how much advantages there are to being a season ticket holder these days. What do you get, 25% off a brat once a week? You guys would have to tell me. I don't know if there's an advantage in it. Maybe better seats. But then when you have seats, how many times can you not go and then you're trying to get rid of them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know with the access to tickets, especially with baseball where, you know, it's not like these games are sold out. It's not like you got to fight for tickets. I don't know the advantage. This comes from a Reddit thread. Red Baron sends this to us. For vouchers, the MLB is working on developing a 2020 schedule with the team owners. Once we have the schedule, we'll be providing policies and options for customers with game tickets, including eligible games available for redeemed ticket hold. I can't even understand what I'm reading here.
I know.
I mean, I felt like a...
What's the SparkNotes version of it is what you're looking for here?
Yeah, I can't...
I've learned how to skim through things the older...
Like, I can understand... I don't know. Sometimes companies, instead of saying, like, yeah, you'll get your refund in 2 weeks, we're going to go through all the process and then the availability... come on. Who writes these things? Brett says, any season seat holder can get a refund for any March through May games by now. If you talk to your season ticket holder rep, Brewers have sent out emails regarding this. I'm assuming more info regarding June games will come out soon, but he says it's not true that refunds aren't available. John in Franklin, 799-1250. John, what's up with you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, you know, I've been listening to you guys. I've been real busy with my business and stuff, so I haven't quite called in as frequently, but I'm with you guys all the way. But Scott, amen, brother. I'm with Scott 100%. I want to hear more Scott. I've been a season.
Hey, Scott, that's a big endorsement. John is a Bart Collar Standings champion.
Scott, if you want to fill in tomorrow from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m., I kind of want the day off. 414-799-1250.
Hey, wait a minute. I still haven't got my chance to get in, get behind the mic.
Oh, John. Man. Hey, buddy, what are you up to tomorrow? 4:30 a.m. Got to get here at 4, though, to download Drew Brees sound, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, don't think I won't be up, brother. Don't think I won't be up. All you right. Don't know how I roll. But, no, seriously, you know, baseball, they better watch themselves, you know. Because you're right on all of this, you know, the holding us hostage to reserve, you know, try to create panic and to preserve our seats for the postseason after we've watched games against the Padres and the Pirates, or you know, because when you buy these packs, I mean, they do have a pack you can kind of construct, but they limit the whatever the premier games or whatever. You can only get so many Cub games, obviously. Stuff like that, but yeah, they better watch themselves, because you know I'm a pretty big fan. I guess I'm not as crazy as some people, but I mean I've been a season ticket holder of a 20 pack or a 10 pack for probably 14 of the last 15 years. I had 1 year of protest in there, and I don't see myself doing it again.
What are the advantages, John?
The advantages, well, you give them the money for the next season, they hold your spot. And it, you know, I've had seats where I had like some really cool people around me, and I really enjoyed, like, even with the 10 packs, you would still kind of wind up sitting next to the same people unless they gave their seats away. But I mean, this is, you know, not exactly huge. Yeah, you get your discount on the concessions, but you know it's only on so many games, and you're looking there. I remember going through my 20 pack and finding I think 5 of my games had the concession discount. I mean it's not you get a bobblehead, you know. I mean, come on, and they just better watch themselves, because where I'm at with all this is I want my money back. I want my money back for this season. You know, part of this isn't baseball's fault. Part of this is I'm very unhappy with the direction of the team this year. I mean, I can't overstate that enough. I won't waste time even trying to communicate it. The disappointment. I am more than willing to sign on, and there have been a lot of years where I did sign on financially. I didn't care what it cost, because I knew the team was spending a lot of money, and I wanted to support that. But now you go on the cheap, and you get rid of all stars and replace them with Sogard, and you know you're selling this to me? No. Because just like you said, Bart, you can get the tickets on the app. And I'm sorry, Brewers execs out there listening, you can get season ticket holders like me. You know, you can't get to all 20 games. You're selling some, and you're selling them at a loss. Every night you can get tickets to a game, unless, you know, they're in the heart of a pennant race, and you could still get in the stadium. You just have to pay enough money. But, you know, they just better watch themselves, because I can turn my TV on, and I can watch the country I love burning right now. I got bigger fish to fry than worrying about the back and forth, who's getting what for how many years and who's upset. I don't care. Get on the field or just go away. That's where I'm at with baseball right now.
Johnny, I love it. Thanks for the call. 799-1250.
John and Franklin, tomorrow morning, 5 to 6 on the pregame show. John and Tim Allen. That would be some radio right there for 5 hours.
Those of you that don't know what the Bart Collar standing is.
Including me, yeah. I wasn't here for that yet.
We did the, every week I would rank the top 4 callers at the time. And we did this during football season, and John won. So we took John out to Perkins for a breakfast, the championship breakfast, and I made him a trophy. Some guys downtown helped make a trophy where we took an old rotary phone and bronzed it. And put a plate on there, Bart Collar Standings champion. The last time I asked about it, he said he still had it prominently displayed in his house.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll have to ask him the next time. Because he comes home, his wife's like, what the hell's that? Oh, I was the best caller on this morning show. Can I put this on the fireplace? Absolutely not. So maybe we'll have to bring that back at some point.
We should, yeah.
From what I understand, it sounds like, and I'm reading this Ken Rosenthal article, it sounds like baseball can still force a season. Here's the article. So, again, the Players Association had a proposal of 114 games. And what we heard was, Well, the owners are saying like 50 games. And, oh, okay, in the middle's 82. That's probably what it'll be. But on Wednesday, Major League Baseball officially rejected the 114-game season. And they told the union, we're not sending a counter. So they're pretty much at a standstill, these two organizations. The union wants Major League Baseball to honor what they went over in March. Okay, but the owners are still very worried that without fans, they're not going to make any money. The March agreement, according to Ken Rosenthal, the language is subject to interpretation. It does not appear to give Manfred the power to dictate a postseason, but it may appear to allow Manfred to say we're playing a season. So from what I understand, and if anybody else did the research on this, I tried to figure this out last night. It sounds like they can play a season, but then would have to agree with the MLBPA on a postseason. This is a disaster. And John's right. Last night, this week, I think about this every night that I turn on the TV. I turn on, you know, cable news. I turn on the local news. I follow the protest. I follow what's going on. And I'm thinking, this is what I'm watching on June 3rd. I mean, it's great that there's this cause. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is there is no baseball to watch. There are no sports. This country is very fractured, and sports has always brought us together, and we don't have the ability to watch that. I do wish that baseball realized that. I wish that baseball understood how they could play even a small role in healing.
Yeah.
But they are so unable to get this figured out. I'm siding with the players. I still am. I don't think that, you know, you own a business, you own something, you're not guaranteed to make money. The owners are sacrificing this season at the cost of many years to come, because people are going to leave. I probably will come back. If the baseball season starts next season after not playing for 17 months, I probably will come back. I enjoy the sport. I like to play fantasy baseball. For my job, you know, even if a lot of people bail on the Brewers, we've got a Major League Baseball team in this town. I've got to know what's going on. But as a fan, I will probably still be interested and come back. I don't think for me it will be like in 94, where I was 10 years old, realized that sports were a business and not just a game.
Right.
Didn't come back to the sport for 4 years, and then finally came back in the home run chase in 98. But I don't know. I think I'm in the minority on that one. I don't know how many people do Horvat come back.
You'll come back. I'll come back because we do it for a living. We're baseball guys. But you know who probably won't come back? And I was talking about this, and I put it on Twitter, and I talked about it on the pregame show, is why should the kids come back? Like, for example, my kid loved T-ball last year at 5 years old. Now, he's only 6 years old, but now he can't play this summer. Season's already been canceled. So we could go out, we could play catch, but that's only fun for so long. When I was growing up, I pretended to be a catcher, and then when my favorite player would go up to bat, I would pretend I'd take the same stance, and I'd pretend that I was in the game. But I watched baseball all summer long. My parents thought I was crazy. I'd have VHS tapes, so if it was an off day, or if the game was scheduled for, if it was a night game, I'd watch a VHS tape and watch a rerun of a game, because that's how much I love baseball. I loved watching baseball. When we were in the car, me and my dad would take an hour drive to Portillo's at the time, because we didn't have one near us, and we would listen to baseball, all summer long. Baseball on the radio, baseball on the TV, or you're on the diamond, or you're out in the backyard with your buddies playing baseball. But you look at it like kids can't play this summer. A lot of them can't, unless you're in Iowa and your season already started. So now you don't have baseball on the TV. You don't have baseball on the radio. What's going to happen is these kids are going to watch the NBA playoffs. They're going to watch soccer even. They're going to get excited for the NFL. No, listen, because they could watch it on TV. They could hear these games on the radio.
Even.
And they want to, well, because soccer's never really taken off in the United States. It has, but it hasn't. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's more important. Like, it's not a big sport here. You're not watching soccer over the World Series. You're not watching the World Cup over the World Series.
Okay, last night you stayed up to watch Costa Rican soccer. You love soccer so much.
Right. But what I'm saying is if baseball came back, I'd forget all about Costa Rican soccer. I promise you that. So, like, the kids, though, for example, like, if they can't listen to it on the radio, they can't watch Christian Yelich, they can't watch the Bryce Harpers of the world, they're going to watch the NBA playoffs, and they're going to say, you know what? Screw baseball. I don't even remember baseball. But you know who looks really cool out there is Giannis dunking on guys. LeBron James, Luka. You know, man, I don't even got to be 6'10 anymore. I could handle the ball and shoot threes. They're going to pick up a basketball. My kid's going to pick up a basketball this summer, and he's never going to look back. Because what is baseball? It's not on the radio. It's not on TV. And sure, maybe then next year they come back. But that's been 13, 14 months. And you know what? Who cares? Because you got the NBA Finals, and then it's summertime. Enjoy it with your friends. Play summer league basketball, AAU basketball. You know, there's a lot of summer camps. I was going to football camp beginning in June once I hit seventh grade. Forget all about baseball. Who needs it anymore? That's what's going to happen. And then what's going to save the sport in 5 years? Because you're not going to be able to inject these guys with HGH and have another home run chase. What's going to save baseball next time? Mike and the players up on the field? Nobody cares. So that's the problem, man. You'll go back. I'll go back. But you said it when you were 10 years old. It changed the way you looked at pro sports and baseball because you said, hey, you know, it isn't just about winning championships. It's a business. I'm not into this. You know, as a kid, you're not into it. So we'll go back, a lot of the adults, because we could go to Miller Park and tailgate and drink a couple Miller Lights and grill out. But with the kids, they won't come back because basketball is no downtime. I mean, it's an exciting sport. It's a more exciting product. Football's way more exciting. Baseball will be dead if they don't come back. I promise you that for the younger generation. And it may already be dead. Like, drive past parks. Who's playing baseball? That's why... You know, most players are from the Dominican, because that's where they're playing baseball year round. Here in the United States, basketball's taken off. Football's king. So drive around the parks this summer. You'll see kids playing basketball. You'll barely see anybody playing baseball on the baseball diamonds, guaranteed.
I'm going to bring this up. We got Tim Allen coming up at 7:35. So Drew Brees said something yesterday and people got mad. Aaron Rodgers said something yesterday and people were like, good for him. You know who says that Aaron Rodgers shouldn't get good for him? Maybe the worst free agent signing of all time. Martellus Bennett speaking out on Aaron Rodgers. What Marty B had to say about what Rodgers had to say about what Drew Brees had to say. Next on The Fan. Hort Winkler, Ryan Horvath will be joined by postgame show host Tim Allen. What's a postgame show? What's a game? Tim Allen hopefully has MLB postgame shows, Brewers postgame shows to do. Doesn't seem very optimistic at this point. We will find out. We'll talk to Tim coming up in about 10-15 minutes. I did mention last segment we had a call from John in Franklin. John, a one-time Bart Collar standings champion. And so it was just a little fun contest we did, but I made him a trophy. I made him a phone. I bronzed it. We took him out to Perkins. Couple of other Bart Collar standing champions. I just heard from them. Santos says, yo, Bart, I'm still salty. I was the first BCS champ. I never got a trophy or a lunch date. KJ was a BCS champ. He said, I just got my award in the mail. A case of absolutely nothing. I apologize to both fine gentlemen that I did not get them an award. That's Horvat's job. Horvat, I know you have a lot to do. Can you go downtown and get trophies bronzed and do it by tomorrow night, please?
No.
Okay. No, I tried, guys. I definitely tried. So yesterday in the NFL, we'll hit on this before we get to Tim. Drew Brees on where everybody goes for Drew Brees news. Yahoo Finance said, I still don't understand essentially why someone would kneel during the national anthem. Drew Brees has a lot of teammates who he could ask why someone would do that. Why they would do that during the American flag. So Drew Brees said that, okay? A lot of Saints players and a lot of NFL players and a lot of athletes said, Drew, come on, dude. Aaron Rodgers, long after this, you know, a couple hours later, yesterday afternoon, goes to Instagram, posts a picture from a game in 2017 where he's, remember the Packers, they didn't kneel, but they all locked arms together. And I remember that. There were a lot of people booing in the crowd. There were. Because they weren't standing upright. They were, you know, you remember that time. Rodgers says, a few years ago, we were criticized for locking arms in solidarity before the game. It has never been about an anthem or a flag. Not then, not now. Listen with an open heart. Let's educate ourselves and then turn word and thought into action. So Martellus Bennett sees all this praise coming on Aaron Rodgers. A lot of players are retweeting Rodgers saying, thank you. Thank you for speaking up. Martellus Bennett finds an article where Rodgers was quoted during this time. The passage of the article says, Rodgers says while he doesn't plan on sitting out the anthem, he believes the protest, which he describes as peaceful and respectful, are positive, mentioning that he's had conversations with a new teammate, tight end Martellus Bennett, about the issues they represent. I'm going to stand because that's the way I feel about the flag, but I'm also 100% supportive of my teammates or any fellow players who are choosing not to, Rodgers says. They have a battle for racial equality. That's what they're trying to get a conversation started around. Martellus Bennett posted that passage and says, Aaron Rodgers, they have a battle for racial equality. That's what they're trying to get a conversation started around. Doesn't sound like an ally. Sounds like a spectator. Goes on to talk more about his time in Green Bay. I don't want to see y'all paint these dudes as white saviors that are always speaking up. It's not true. I was there. He saw what I went through while protesting in Green Bay, and protesting in Wisconsin is a wild experience. So Martellus Bennett speaking out about Aaron Rodgers. I am not one to get into. I don't know the shoes that he's been in.
I know his
Martellus
brother told
Bennett
a lie.
Did lie about the doctors, though.
Well, he lied, and then his brother lied about being, messed with by the cops too. So, like, right? I kind of get what Martellus is saying. Like, we can't, like, we're not saviors just because any of us, white people that are like, hey, we need to understand what black people are telling us. You know, we need to love each other, and we need to end this crap, this racism right now. We're not saviors. You know, we're just trying to understand. That's what I've been saying, man. I'm just trying to understand, trying to learn more, and trying to be as helpful as possible. Like, I want to help, but, like, right, Aaron Rodgers just posting to Instagram isn't going to save anybody's life, unfortunately. But come on, Martellus, man. Come on.
You know what you can do as a white person? You know what you can do as a white person? Instead of just, like, changing your Instagram to, a black square on social media, what you can do as a white person is when you're out somewhere and people are making racist jokes, you can say, all right.
Stop it.
When, your uncle makes the racist joke, you can, instead of fake laugh for him, you can say, can we not do that? When you're walking down the street and you're with your kid, and then there's a black person walking down the street and you're scared, so you go to the other side of the street. That leaves an impression on your kid. You can maybe stop doing that. It's part of the whole thing. It's part of the whole thing. So that, is kind of an aside. As far as the Rodgers Bennett stuff, I mean, Marty's got Rodgers' number. They should call him. And that's the thing with Drew Brees. If Drew Brees doesn't understand, Drew Brees can easily go ahead and talk to some of his teammates about that. So I think that's something that can be accomplished during this whole conversation.
Totally agree. I think for Drew Brees, why it's such a bad look for Drew Brees too is just because he was like a savior in New Orleans, because of Hurricane Katrina. They come back, they end up winning a Super Bowl. For him to have those comments yesterday, just really disappointing, I think, to the fan base. But just for football fans, just around the world, because Drew Brees was always this wholesome guy, right? Everybody loved Drew Brees. Whoever had anything bad to say about Drew Brees? In fact, he's got his next career all lined up already. He's going to be a broadcaster most likely next year. He signed a two-year deal to go back to the Saints, but I don't think he finishes out that deal. I think this was going to be his last year. Now, what's the future hold for his broadcasting career, man? This is kind of hard to come back from right now. If he said this stuff 10 years ago, it'd probably get swept under the rug. But now, like, what I love to see during these protests is, I like to see that there are a lot of white people, there are Chinese people, there's people from all races that are saying, let's knock off the crap here and love each other. That's what I love to see. So I don't know that we could just forget about what Drew Brees said, even if he didn't mean it that way or whatever the excuse is going to be when he speaks up again, like, and just have him in a broadcast booth. Is he going to have a job with NBC still?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is the teammates, are they going to want to? He's got a lot to massage here.
Yeah.
Because the Saints players are speaking out against Drew Brees online. You know, they all got to get together and figure this out and talk, because if you're playing for somebody and then they completely don't understand, they got to talk. Again, talking is the way through this for a lot of people. So we'll see that coming up, I guess, in the weeks and months ahead. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Tim Allen will join us coming up in just a little bit. We'll have some trivia for you. It's all straight ahead here on The Fan. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan. We were talking about Drew Brees. He did, within the last 10 minutes, post on Instagram a long apology. Paraphrasing or giving you some bits of it, he said, "I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, the NFL community, anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday." He goes on to say a lot more, understanding how he missed the mark. He said, "I'm sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday. I do take full responsibility and accountability. I recognize I should do less talking, more listening. When the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I'm very sorry and ask your forgiveness." That is out online, and we will retweet that. If you want to read the thing in full, you're able to do that. We'll tweet that at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Tim Allen joins us. Tim, host of our post-game show when we do have baseball. Anything you want to apologize for in any way of any kind?
No, I do want to say this, that you just said when we have baseball. So that's a key phrase there.
Yeah, and I meant next season, right, next March.
No. I'm extremely optimistic, just like President of Baseball Ops David Stearns is, that I am optimistic, and I'm pretty sure that there will be some baseball this season. I'll double down on that, Bart. I'll go one further. I'm pretty sure we're going to be at Miller Park. There's going to be some fans in the stands, too.
Well, why does it not feel like that, then? The players just sending their 114-game proposal. It gets rejected by the owners. They say we're not countering. Apparently, in the language, they can still force a 50-game season of some kind or a small season. Why the optimism when it doesn't feel like there is any reason for it?
Well, I've been certainly not at the level they're at, and let me just state that. But I've been in negotiations, and they can get heated, and I think the good negotiators can take that attitude off the table a little bit. It can get dicey. It can get a little. It's like arbitration. Let me give you an example of a baseball analogy. Arbitration, the system is flawed, and they know it. So I think both sides work with that. So a player says, I want to be paid more money. Team says, no, I don't want to pay. So what happens is it actually pits the boss against the employee. The employee says, I hate you because you don't want to pay me. And then the employer says, no, you're not worth that much, but yet you're an employee. So it does get a little, it gets a little fearsome at times. But they know that. I think at that level, they know that, Bart. And so it's a lot of posturing right now. It is. And that's, it's going to happen. It's going to get ugly. And these players are going to throw out their opinion. And it's, you know, years ago, and union meetings, it would be a knockdown drag out. And I think the intelligent ones understand that emotions get involved. They do. But they look aside when it comes to those types of things. We don't hate each other for life because we have a disagreement on the table here in terms of work. So they'll get through this. They will. I don't blame either side. The owners, although I will say this straight up, I'm on the owner's side. I'll tell you that right out of the chute here. But I don't blame either side for wanting more. Not at all.
How are you on the owner's side?
If the players want to make their own rules, then they need to buy their own team.
But the players The owners need the players or they don't have a product. The players are the product.
They'll come back, Bart. You and I both know it. They will come back. You want
to? I mean,
lock
I like going
out?
To a Milkman well, game as much as the next guy, but I'm not paying $100 to go to Miller Park and watch, you know, whatever that guy's name was that came back.
Okay, well, let's take it all the way to the extreme. Let's take it all the way out to the other side, to the worst case scenario in all this. If you push, and if you're the player's perspective, if you push and push and push and keep pushing and have attitude and try to tell your boss that you're gonna that the employees are gonna make the rules, you keep pushing. At some point, Bart, they're gonna say, not only scrap this season, let's scrap the entire CBA, let's scrap the entire collective bargaining agreement. For next year, we're going to wipe out next year, too. And now we'll start fresh in 2022. However, you guys come back at our rules. You're paid 60% less of on average of what you've made for the last 40 years. You're going 60% less. Bart, you and I both know it. I think everybody knows it. They will come back to make money. We all know they're overpaid. I don't blame the players for opening their wallet and having people drop tremendous amounts of money into their wallet. I don't blame them for that. Not at all. I'd do it too. But we all know they would come back and play baseball.
Let me read a tweet here based on something I said about 30 minutes ago. Bart, as a business, you're correct. These owners are not guaranteed to make a profit, but why should they operate at a loss? What I keep saying is, with these owners, they're so afraid of losing money for 1 year that they might lose money for 1 year when they don't realize that if they lose all this money this year, they'll still be baseball next year and they'll make this money back. There's 30 franchises. These are some of the most valuable, profitable properties that you can own in America. But these owners, I think, are so short-sighted. Oh, God forbid we lose money, you know, in one season. The Ricketts family, I don't know what they're doing. They keep saying that they have no money. This is a family worth billions of dollars. If you can't make money on the Cubs, then you shouldn't be owning the Chicago Cubs. I don't understand why the owners can't look long-term here and they're so bent out on the short-term. There's other ways to make money. My God, put a big Harley Davidson logo on the back of the Brewers jersey. Why is that so hard? You can figure out ways to make money to pay these guys that you agreed to the contracts with in the first place.
No, but they also agreed to bargain in good faith if there weren't fans in the stands, Bart. And people forget that. The players are so quick to say, hey, on March 26th, we had an agreement to get full pay prorated on the games we played. However, in that same agreement was, if there are not fans in the stands, which is critical to their business, it's critical, then we have to renegotiate in good faith, and that's what they're doing now. The investment into their own infrastructure is on them. It's not on the players. Look at you mentioned the Chicago Cubs. Look at the Cubs. The infrastructure of investment that they made in their own network, look, there's no advertising sales on the marquee network. They are taking a hammering, and this is maybe one of the only times in which I will feel sorry for the Chicago Cubs because I hate that team. However, they're the ones that ponied up the money, Bart. They're the ones that bought the network based on games being played. They've got no money. They're taking it in the tail right now on that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's just like Blockbuster used to be a great company, but then now nobody rents movies anymore. Businesses change. You got to adapt.
For sure. So do the players.
The owners, I keep Tim Allen's joining us. He's going to be on for Bill today, 10 to 2. Man, you think the midday show is pro-owner now. Wait until Tim gets in there. My God.
Well, no, and then there's another thing. Why is it that Little League and high school can figure this nonsense out and Major League Baseball with all their intelligence can't?
Because the owners are trying to squeeze every nickel and dime, and they're doing what every other business in this country is doing, is using COVID-19 as a way to chop a bunch of salary that they've always wanted to chop, but they just didn't want to take the PR hit.
And players want full pay for during a pandemic in which 40 million Americans are either out of work or taking demotions or sitting there wondering when they're going to get their next house payment or rent payment. How are the players this on this pedestal to where they get full pay but none of the rest of the country does? That's ridiculous.
Because
they have got to bend, and they
product.
Will.
It's an entertainment product.
This doesn't matter. It's their job. It's their job.
I think we too often say, well, the baseball players, they're just like us, selling carpet or plumbing. No, they're not. These guys can do something that only they could do. I riled up some people last week because I said, with a little training, Mike Trout could go and do every job that you guys are doing today. Mike Trout could be a plumber. Mike Trout could go sell encyclopedias door to door. Mike Trout could manage a Home Depot. You can't go play baseball at that level. It is different.
This is where there needs to be some bending and some understanding and some good faith negotiations and man to man and eye to eye. Where is that gone? Everything's a technicality these days. Everything is just, you know. If you look at the legal ease, if you look at Section B3-.02, if you look at this, it clearly states that I don't buy that. How about just do a Don Nelson? Just look a guy in the eye and handshake. Do a Bob Uecker, who hasn't had a contract, I don't think, ever for this organization. He's a man of his word. We need to be people of our word. And we need to go move on from there. And when it gets a little dicey, understand it. Don't try and combat it with more intense attitude. Just understand it. It'll get done. I just think a lot of this is posturing. But again, you know, we'll get more into it during the Michael show today, and certainly maybe a little bit more on your show tomorrow morning. But it is posturing, and we just have to have. We have to have good faith in our words and what's right and what's common sense. And a lot of times common sense is taken right off the table. Just think of common sense and say, hey.
Whatever happened to when I could just look a man in the eye, shake his hand, and I knew we had a deal?
Or if we have a disagreement, tell you what, you want to step outside, Bart, you and me? We'll go step outside.
You want to fight me?
What,
Tim's threatening violence on me. Mitch!
Yeah, I'd take you apart. But you know what? I'd buy you a beer when we walk back into the bar. How's that sound?
No, it doesn't sound good because I would have two black eyes and I would probably bust a leg because I am not only the weakest person that has ever worked at the Fan in terms of strength, I'm also the heaviest I've ever been. After this pandemic where I just sit on my ass and pound mixers.
Now, I will say this. I will add on that the owners, there needs to be some bending there, too. And that's for the long-term, as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the long-term profits that they do make with their organizations going up tenfold by the year. You know, the numbers... They're out there. Adonasio buys the team for $220 million. It's worth over $1 billion now. So there has to be some bending there, and that needs to be stated to these guys. We understand that we're going to make the profits down the line. We get that, but we're the ones that put together the ownership group. We're the ones that invested all of this money, a lot of money in you guys, and Mike Trout. Hey. We don't blame you for the Angels paying you all that money. We would take it too. But there needs to be bending on that end too. But you can't run a business at a loss. You can take a little hit, which they're doing. You can't pay. If you're to bottom line it, you can't pay these guys full salary right now when the company is under distress. You can't do it. And then clearly the company is under distress. MLB and then each entity, all 30, are under some extreme economic distress right now. And that needs to be stated and that needs to be understood. Now, on the other hand, the players say, hey, well, without us, you kind of don't have a company. Okay, we'll work with you. We'll work with you, shorten schedule, we'll keep you safe. We'll make sure that, there may be some deferred payments. There's all sorts of things. That's what they're working out now. I would like to keep those negotiations inside. As much as we love the soap opera of some of the leaks, if you will, or a White House source.
I'm already, people are like, oh, are you going to come back to baseball if they don't? Watching this play out, who enjoys this? Why do we have to watch this in public? It's awful.
Well, common sense tells me they're being paid a tremendous amount of money, and God bless them for getting that money. I completely understand, and I totally, I'm happy for you guys. But I can promise, common sense tells you, if you cut their salaries in half, of course some would say, I'm not coming back. I'm going to KBO, going to Japan, going to Australia, I'm going to Mexico, I'm going to wherever. I'm going to play baseball there because you piss me off. They'll come back. They'll come back. Instead
you know
of $35 million
back?
For Mike, instead of $35 million a year for Mike Trout, oh my goodness, sorry, Michael. You only make $19.5 million, okay, under this new CBA. He'll be back.
I don't think you can do it that way.
You might have to. I just said that's the extreme, Bart. That's not a proposal.
I don't think you can at it that way.
Well, you have to set the parameters. You have to go outside, and you got to go worst. You got to go best. You got to know what you're dealing with here. That's the negotiating tactics.
We get so hung up on, oh, they make so much more millions than us. That's the market value for what they make. Yeah, everyone thinks teachers and nurses and doctors should be the real millionaires, but we don't.
Radio did it some years ago. They said, you guys, you know what? We're going to drop all salaries all the way across the board. You know, whether it was deregulation in the 80s of ownership or whatever it was. What did we all do in radio? We didn't walk. We all came back. We all came back at $9 an hour to run a radio show.
I continue to shift when they told me they can't pay me at all. I said, that's all right. I'll still work for free. I did do that in Fond du Lac, of all places. Hey,
today it happens. It happens all the time. I mean, it's just... Just at some point, we have to make sure that we're just people, and we have to do what's right on both sides, and no one side. Let me just finish by saying no one side has the schematic or the blueprint to get this thing done. It needs to be a collaborative effort on both sides, and just I would love to just be in there, Bart, wouldn't you, and just see how. It's talked about on the union side, and then to see how it's talked about on the league side. Oh, man, that would be fascinating.
Before we let you go, let me open up the Wendy's email inbox, live at 1057fmthefan.com. This one is from Mark. Mark says, hey, good interview so far with Tim Allen. Did I hear that he's going to be in for Bill today? Well, as a matter of fact, Mark, he is. Tim Allen will be on from 10 to 2 today on the Bill Michaels Show. He says, I haven't heard Tim yet talk about how much it sucks for the minor leaguers. I really feel for those guys. We talk a lot about the millionaires and billionaires, and it's unfortunate that the minor leaguers can't fortify a salary with what's going on in the world right now. Could you ask Tim about that?
Yeah, no, it's a great point. It is, and we'll discuss a little bit about that today because, see, and here's what's cool. You talk about eye-to-eye and man-to-man and good faith and things like that. You know, David Price helping to pay, the Washington Nationals helping to pay, at least extend some of the paychecks that are going into the minor leaguers. Man, it's a shame. And those are the guys, they don't make much. Everyone thinks that you're a ninth or 19th round draft choice, and you're playing professional baseball, and you're going to be in the big leagues. It's just not as grand as you think with minor leaguers, and I love that part. And you know, furthermore, the Brewers have refrained from doing some heavy damage on some of their employees as well. So, I mean, it is sad. Those are the bottom feeders on the economic totem pole in this entertainment world that you talk about, baseball, Bart. Those guys, they're not making hardly anything. They need to be taken care of.
Tim Allen, appreciate the conversation always. You will be in for Bill today, 10 to 2. You'll be with us again tomorrow morning. Smile, Tim. The world will smile back, okay?
I'm smiling.
Yeah, I can tell. I miss you, bud.
See you, Bart.
Tim Allen, the last coworker that I actually had eyes on, and that was March 20th, maybe, when I went to his house to pick up this piece of equipment that I'm using to broadcast from home. Although I did FaceTime with Horvat once. That was fun. I'm glad we did that.
Yeah. It meant the world to me. It's a day I'll one day tell my grandkids about.
Tim joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Make sure you also tell your grandkids about the time that I kicked you and Evan's ass in trivia last week, and then how I followed it up with an even bigger victory the following week. And I will put my money where my mouth is. We'll do our weekly round of trivia. Paul Imig, our host, take us out to the Paul game. You guys can play along at home. That coming up next.
Hey, Bill Michaels here. Catch the Bill Michaels Show weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. In this time of differences, our shows are more than just sports. Our shows are about life, and our shows are about you. We are The Fan. Hashtag we are listening.
Too big to fail is what everyone said. Bail them out now or there's trouble ahead. And we all did. But were they there for you? When you needed them most, did they come through? If you're looking for a banker who works as hard as you, at Tri-City, we do what we say and we say what we do. Tri-City National Bank. Your hometown bank. Member FDIC.
The Big Bill Michaels here, looking for a great getaway destination where you can socially distance naturally? Well, here are two. The Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. Avoid those huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or a secluded island fun spot with lots to do, plus casual and fine dining all within an easy drive. And it's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin has a large indoor pool, a nine-hole golf course, and easy access to miles of ATV trails. It's surrounded by water for great fishing, kayaking, and boating. Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, that's next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's plenty to do off the course. Whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, and so much more. Right now, you can buy two nights in June, get a third night absolutely free at either of those resorts. Visit PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com and look for the Season of Savings rate when booking your summer getaway today. You gotta hurry. This unbelievable offer, it ends on June 30th.
Hi there, I'm Michael Lewis, host of Against the Rules. And we're back for our second season. We're talking about coaches. It wasn't that long ago that we only had coaches in sports. Now, they're everywhere. They're life coaches and death coaches. You can hire a coach to improve your executive skills, your online dating performance, even your charisma. But coaching has also become an odd source of unfairness. Just look around and ask yourself, who has access to these coaches and the edge they provide? And who doesn't? And what does it mean for us all? Find Against the Rules on radio.com or wherever you like to listen. Brought to you by Pushkin Industries.
You have heard the name Adam Deputy, and by now know that no one is better to work with for first-time homebuyers, refinancing, or for those looking to upgrade from your present home. But what you may not know is the work he is doing with Homes for Heroes. If you're a nurse, a teacher, a firefighter, a police officer...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.